And now it's time for Inside Voices with Kevin Causey-Thomas, a local discussion focused on systemic racism, injustice, and hate in our country. Although we may not always agree, the aim of Inside Voices is to confront these truths together by sharing the voices of those facing these struggles and to find a path to making things better. We invite you to listen to this ongoing conversation. And now, here's Kevin.
And welcome, Black men and women, people of all colors, nationalities, all allies in the struggle. This is another episode of Inside Voices with your host, Kevin Causey-Thomas. Thanks for listening here on 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com. It's another episode of a continuing conversation that we're having here around social justice, racial inequality, and all the issues that we're facing out here. You know, it's a conversation, like I said, that we're continuing to have here with real people that are, you know, a part of these movements, that have real issues and real experiences to share. And so we are joined here today by one of a friend of mine, an artist, an entertainer, but also stands for something and has, you know, his own stories and personal experiences to share around his own walk as a Black man and you know, an artist and an activist. So everybody make some noise out there in Radio Land for Shame Clark. You know what I mean? The man known as Shame Clark, the MC known as Shame. You know? Yeah. What's up, Shame?
What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up?
Yeah. Welcome to Inside Voices.
Glad to be here, man.
And appreciate you coming on to the show this week, man. You know, we want to, you know, highlight this week, you know, it's an ongoing conversation we're having around Blackness, man, you know, and identity and Black Lives Matter and, you know, what our lives are worth, what our experiences are, and you know, the realities out here, and we're facing police and facing each other in a lot of these environments. And so, you know, a lot of your music, for those that don't know, you know, check this artist out, you know, Shame's music is out there, and we'll make sure we promote that at the end. A lot of your personal experiences and things that you stand for are a part of your material. What, you know, explain to us, like, what have you gone through? What have you seen, or what has been relevant to you in recent times? That's gone into, you know, why you, your attitude and approach towards making music.
Well, with music, I always like to have something to reflect on. I feel like music is a sign of the times, and to me, you know, I like to paint a picture for people, because, you know, there's plenty of people that might not have grew up in a situation or situations that us as Black men or Black people in general have been in. So I like to paint those pictures for them so they can understand us better. You know, like recently, of course, you know, with everything that's going on with, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and everything, everybody facing the social injustices today, you know, from the situations with George Floyd and ongoing. I wanted to speak on those as well, you know, and be a person that can advocate for those certain situations and people. You know, I feel like artists, we have a duty to people to channel what we feel and put it into music so people can understand it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's our job at the end of the day, you know?
And also from an authentic perspective, right? You know, a lot of people don't take advantage of this platform to, you know, to inform people or to, like, to let them know the real or what's going on or the knowledge and information. And, you know, and I know that's, like I said, that's been something that's always been personally relevant to you. And, you know, your situation with your brother's passing, man, you know, I know that's something that has deeply affected you. Could you speak on, you know, on that situation?
Yeah. That deeply affected me. And that time, you know, my brother, everybody knows me and my brother, we ran together all the time, you know what I'm saying? So when he passed, I was going through, that was right around the same time all of the marching was going on. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I kind of shut down. Like, I didn't do anything, man. Like, I wanted to go out and protest. I didn't at the time because, you know, the way I was feeling, I felt literally naked out here. You know what I'm saying?
It
was
like, and for people that don't know, like, what happened specifically?
Oh, well, my brother was murdered. Mm-hmm. And it's a situation we deal with every day, man, when it comes to Black on Black, you know, crime. And,
and
you know,
this was recently, right?
This was recent. This was in May.
In May.
Yeah. And so it was hard for me because of how I felt at the time. You know, I wanted to advocate for my people, but at that time, like I said, I shut down. And then when I did, I was approached, you know, we're doing some music for the movement. I was hesitant at first because of the way I felt. Like I said, I wasn't in the creative mind state.
Right.
Did do it, though, and I felt good about it because I know my brother wouldn't have wanted me to sit around and wait, you know, and not do anything at an important time in history. So Decided to do something with a brother named Eternal. And like I said, I was torn because of how I felt personally about police at the time, you know, and growing up in the community and in the hood, you know, how they treated me in the past, and then having to sit there and actually, like, you know, deal with the police on a day-to-day basis on trying to figure out what was going on with my brother's situation, how he was murdered and everything like that. So, it was a very tough time. I was very torn between both of them.
Yeah. Interesting dynamic to, like you said, to like an element of the police in that is against you and it pursues you as like a perpetrator, and then at the same time it's having to depend on those people to try to find justice for your brother.
Yeah, and I had to because I didn't say I had to because, like I said, when it happened, you go through so many emotions, you go through a lot of anger and pain, and, you know, us, we're human, when stuff happens, you want to do stuff.
Right.
You want to retaliate, you want to do things, you know, but you got to look at the logic of it. You know, my mother just lost her son, you know, but she wouldn't lose another one.
Right.
You know, so it was like I had to put faith in them people, you know what I'm saying, and let them do their job and stay out the way and just let them do what they do.
You feel that, like, your family or your brother's situation has been given the attention of the police department in the county that this happened in? Do you feel like they have given that attention to, you know, trying to find, you know, to the investigation?
At first, no. At first, I felt like it was just like, oh, it's just another black person killing another black person, you know. But then as time went, you know, they really started to show their concern, you know, call my mother. My mother would speak to them, you know, periodically, and they actually ended up apprehending the guy, you know what I'm saying? Right. So it's just, like I said, you just got to be patient in situations like that. You know, like I said, I went out and I did some crazy things around that time. And
kind of emotions
just going crazy. Wild. Yeah. But, you know, I had to slow down and was just like, you know what, give it to God. And was like, you know what, man, like, I'm gonna let them do their job and I'm gonna stay out the way. And then when I did that, that's when the results came in. You know, amen. I didn't have to do anything. You know,
amen, bro. Yeah. And I know it's hard to have that kind of like patience and restraint when like you feeling a certain kind of way about, you know what I mean, somebody that you love. And so, like, salute to you on finding a way to, you know, handle yourself with maturity and not cause more stress on your family and your own personal situation, and use your art now in a way that can honor your brother's legacy in a way that I know that he would have wanted to see you move forward. So amen to that, man. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here live right now with Brother Shame Clark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? MC known as Shame out there, for those that don't know, representing Rough Riley. And he's here with us live on Inside Voices. It's your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas. You're listening on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be back with more after this. And now, back to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas. Once again, here's Kevin.
And welcome back to Inside Voices. It's your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas. You're listening here on 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com. Continuing our conversation we're having here with the artist Shame, one of the better MCs in the area. If you don't know, you know, has had the opportunity of rocking with the Wu-Tang Clan out here in Raleigh. Where was that at in Raleigh?
Red Hat Amphitheater. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did like a 3-city tour. It was dope.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And then, what's some of the other artists that you've opened up for? I just want everybody to know you legit, bro. I just want them to know we got a real MC in the building.
Wu-Tang, Slum Village, Nappy Roots, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Dave East, Yo Gotti.
Yeah,
list goes on.
Everybody, it's the MC's MC, y'all. So, I said, you know, respect. You know, and were you in North Carolina Music Awards? And
I was nominated a few times.
Yeah, you nominated, of course, right on, which is an honor in itself. You know what I mean?
It'll, oh yeah.
voting is always gets a little political and wonky, but nominated for, Hip Hop Artist of the Year, North Carolina Music Awards several times. So once again, like I said, we're speaking with Shame and continuing a conversation around Black Lives Mattering and, you know, the real effects of what goes on out here, what we talk about. He's experienced personally in his life with the passing of his brother being murdered in May, but how he is moving forward and carrying on that legacy in a positive way through his art and his music. And so, once again, we're glad to have him here and continuing that convo. So I want to talk in this block about, you know, the art and the messaging and how we can take something, you know, turn tragedy to triumph, right? Mm-hmm. And just talk a little bit about, like, you know, I know you have a couple of songs that and a whole project that, you know, that we were talking about earlier. So let's, you know, starting out with carrying on your brother's legacy. You know, a lot of people, like you said, there was the energy to want to do something negative and retaliate. And instead, you've taken that energy on carrying out, putting out something of his that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that, man.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, I know if I had, you know, passed on, my brother would have done the same thing for me. You know, we had so much in the works, you know, we wanted to work on him, what we were going to work on, you know, but I know he definitely stressed getting his own album out. And, you know, I know, like I said, he would have been so happy to get it out. We finally did 2 weeks ago. The album's called Real. You can stream it live, buy it on Bandcamp. The reason why I didn't put it on all other social, on other platforms yet, because, a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, through iTunes and Google Play, everything like that, a lot of the artists don't get fully the money from it.
Sure.
So, you know, I was like, you know what, man, let me do this for him. And I want all the proceeds that he gets to go to his daughter,
right on,
and go to the mother of his child. You know what I'm saying? So that's out, man. I was excited about that. I dedicated a song to him called Still Here with my brother, RJ Hatton.
Mm-hmm.
Video dropping for that soon. And, yeah, I just wanted to speak on that, man. I could have made a million songs about my brother, you know what I'm saying? And it's never going to be enough to speak about how he was to me and how I felt about him, but I felt like it was a start.
Right, man, yeah. Right. And so, yeah, it's positive to say, man, that you've carried on and took his album, make sure that it saw the light of day in his art and his message, and then to take that money and make sure that it get back to his loved ones. And, you know, that's dope, bro. That's what we like to see, man. When we're talking about artists being responsible for their loved ones and their family and their community, a lot of time people give, you know, hip hop artists bad rap. You don't hear about the good things that we do. And I know you don't want a cookie or a star for it, but I just think it's worth mentioning, you know, and documenting to say that that this is something that you carried on, you know, and made sure it happened, and using your art to bring light to it. Tell me about the song Enough, man. You and Eternal, which was highlighted in the Indie Week column. So it was noteworthy, you know. This other dude K's four letters,
yeah, Kai's
got a song in there too. Like that, exciting to see once again. You being highlighted for a music with a message. So tell us about Enough, man.
Enough is a dope song. Like I said, it was around a time, like I said, it was a dark time for me. I felt like Enough and Eternal and Lamecia, she was the one, she's like an activist out here in Raleigh. And she actually contacted me and was like, hey, I love to work with you. And, you know, you're one of the, you know, MCs out here that, you know, that can speak a message. She was like, can you do a song for me? And at first I was like, I don't know. And then, you know, I hit her back the next day after I gave some time on it, you know, and I was like, yeah, my brother would want me to do this. So she reached out to Eternal at the time as well, just in case if I declined. Yeah. And then I was like, well, you know, I know Eternal. So, you know what, we just do it together,
right?
You know, so we did it together, man. And we spoke on what needed to be heard, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like our song is one of the songs that could be an anthem out here for the movement. Mm-hmm. We made it with intentions to march, you know what I'm saying? And that's how it was, man. It was a great song. If you have time to check it out, it's on all platforms. Mm-hmm. It's there, Enough by Eternal MC and Shame.
It's protest music.
Protest music.
To protest too.
That's exactly,
you know
what it
mean?
Was. Yeah. And it sounds like it. Like when you listen to it, it's like,
yeah,
it sounds like something people would march to, you know what I'm saying? What our ancestors would march to, what they would be proud of, you know? So
yeah.
I feel like we did them proud.
I mean, you know, I'm a big advocate of disruptive art, man. I think the art is made to challenge people. It's made to make people feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always there to make you feel warm and fluffy. And in this moment that real artists step up and use this opportunity to speak for the unheard. And you know, I see some artists on you know, on different levels that are having, you know, issues or challenges and trying to figure that out.
Yeah, you can't be afraid. I feel like you, especially when you're speaking on what you believe in, like, that's what our ancestors fought for, right? You know what I'm saying? For us not to be silent in times like this, mm-hmm. you know? So we have to speak on it. Use your freedom of speech. Use your art. Use whatever you can to get it out to the people and stress the issues and make a change.
Yeah, right on, man. So dope of you to do that. The song Still Here featuring you and RJ Hatton. Mm-hmm. The song Enough featuring you and Eternal. Mm-hmm. Both of those are out there. And then your brother's album, which is called Real?
Yeah, Real.
Okay.
Rhymes Equal Actual Life.
Rhymes Equal Actual Life. And what did your brother go by as an MC or
Manifest?
Manifest.
Yeah.
Okay, so Manifest, the album's Real, Rhymes Equal Actual Life. And before we close this block, you know, I just want to speak about, you know, MC to MC and two brothers here, because a lot of times when people want to talk about Black Lives Mattering or not mattering, they want to use Black on Black crime. What about Black on Black crime? Well, will Black people kill each other? And I don't see people marching about that, you know. How do you feel about that, man? When people kick that to you and that energy, knowing that, like, it's personally relevant, and we know what really goes on out here, man. How do people, you know, how do you even feel about that?
It's real. That's a real one, man.
I mean, there's no right or wrong answer.
I feel like, man. I feel like, in an aspect, they could be right.
Right.
I mean, you have. It's a gray area, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, because blacks, it's not a, people try to make it like blacks kill each other all the time. There's whites that kill each other all the time. There's Puerto Ricans that kill each other all the time. It's all different kinds of races. Like, you know, there's killing everywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to speak on that, then you need to speak on everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
and
I don't want to just point my finger at black on black crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because crime is crime.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And I think a lot of times people point that finger out there and they really don't have any type of interest in seeing black on black crime or any of the issues that lead to it or associate the factors that lead to it, right?
Yeah.
That it's not just what, you know, that easy to paint it with a paintbrush that it's just black people killing black people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, if you don't care about that, well, you don't care about this. Well, one glaring difference, you know, the right out of the gate to me is if, you know, a black person kills another black person, trust me that the suspect is going to be apprehended, is going to have a warrant, is going to be pursued, there's going to be an investigation. That man, like, trust and believe,
it's going to happen to any race. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But to, you know, I think that what we see a lot of times in law enforcement and what we're seeing in some of these other situations is murder go unpunished.
That's the situation. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. It's going unpunished. It's going uncorrected. It's going, you know, just scot-free, you know, and no one is held accountable for their actions. Action, yet, you know, when we see these issues and concerns, and it's why I asked you earlier, how are the authorities treating your brother's situation?
Now, I will tell you this. I would like to see that, though. I would like to see more of Chicago, New York, and where I'm from in D.C., it's on a different level. Crime there is a little bit more different than what it is in North Carolina. They kind of do have rallies for you know, stuff like that, Bloods, Crips, gangs, try to unify people. L.A., they do that a lot, too.
Right.
I don't see it much here in North Carolina. I mean, maybe because it ain't like that. I mean, I'm not going to say North Carolina doesn't have crime. Of course, they do. But, I think it's just, you know, if people want to see a change in that, then they need to, you know, stress that to the, you know, politicians, you know, your leaders here, your mayors, you know, governors, everybody like that, and try to get that change. One thing I will say, though, is that I don't like what I've seen personally. Was if you know a person's wrong and you know that person's wrong and you know that person did something and you sitting there advocating for that person, free this person, free that person. Now that's what got under my skin personally when it's like, okay, if I murdered your brother, you know what I'm saying? And then I get locked up, but people on my family sitting here, free my man's like he's innocent. Then that's different. You know what I'm saying? That's a totally different level from, you know what I'm saying? That's personal, more impersonal, what I took care of, you know, so.
And these is conversations now. I'm glad you bring that up, man, because these is conversations that we have to have within our community as well.
Yes.
Before we, you know, because we, when as much as we point externally, we need to look internally at our community and how we function. And even when we're talking about what's snitching, mm-hmm. You know, that cuts deep.
That cuts deep.
You know, especially as artists, what goes and what doesn't go. Yeah. And then, you know, concerning with like, you know, are you going to allow people to come into your community and steal, rob, and kill for the sake of, you know, I don't know what we upholding. So I want to make sure we uphold our communities as well. Yep. as our codes of, you know, of moral, whatever we call them, you know. But yeah, with that being said, let's go to commercial. You're listening to Inside Voices with your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas, 97.9 The Hill and ChapelBurl.com, speaking with Shame. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You're listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be back with more after this. And now, back to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas. Once again, here's Kevin.
And welcome back to Inside Voices with your host, Kevin Kazi Thomas. You're listening on 97.9 The Hill, and we are here with the artist Shame, continuing our conversation around Black lives and Black men and how we carry ourselves and how he has channeled his energy into his art for positive messages. Like we said, we pushing triumph over tragedy, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And my brother always keeps the message in the music at the same time, creating on a real high level, performing on a real high level. So we've touched on a lot of the, you know, your personal experiences and what you put into your art. And this last segment, we always bring it back to positivity. Mm-hmm. You know, good energy and an attitude of, you know, how we can move forward and save ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, knowing that, you know, the environments that we in, a lot of the issues that have all come to light in this most recent movement that are now being addressed with the way that we're policed in our own community, what we experience in the competition against ourselves, that's Black on Black, the elements of that of in our environments of what's Black on Black. And then, you know, just the odds of what's been placed against us systemically that we, you know, continue to unravel on this show. How do you keep a positive attitude? How do you keep your energy, you know, moving forward and one of, like, you know, like I said, like positivity and optimism, mm-hmm. like with just what you've experienced and like the factors of what we're up against?
Mm-hmm. Well, I stay positive by just, you know, believing in myself, man, and where in my duty to people. You know what I'm saying? I believe that, like I said, we all have a duty to fulfill in life. And, you know, my kids is my inspiration. And my brother was one of my biggest, and still is my biggest inspiration. So if anything, I feel stronger in a weird way. Even though he's not here, I feel stronger because I feel like I got somebody, a guardian angel. You know, and I feel like, and I know that he would want me to go even harder, you know, so I look at it as a challenge, you know what I'm saying? And it is nothing that I won't achieve, I feel. And I feel like, you know, long as I believe that as long as you stay genuine in life to people and you show and you stay humble, I believe that any door can be open, man.
Yeah, it's gonna work out for you. Mm-hmm. That energy, and it's good to have a guardian angel like that, like your brother, mm-hmm. Looking over you in your situation. Yeah, man. You know, tell us a little bit about what you got coming up, and and where everybody can find you.
Man, I got a new album coming soon. I ain't gonna get no names yet, but got a few features from a few people.
Right on.
You know what I mean?
Good stuff
coming, man. But yeah, album coming. We gonna do first quarter. Next year.
Mm-hmm.
Got a few visuals dropping soon, though, before that.
Yeah.
But if anybody wants to stay up and stay connected with me on social media, it's I Am Shame. Also, on all social media platforms, if you're looking to stream my music, just type in Shame. Mm-hmm. I do got an issue going on right now with iTunes and with Spotify, though. So you just have to put my album names in for now because they got my name with other artists. We were getting that situation.
Yeah,
so
I went through that.
Yeah, just put my album name in, Genesis 98 by Shame, and then you'll be able to see my whole catalog.
Right on, mm-hmm. man. So make sure if y'all checking for Shame, put in Genesis 98, G-E-N ESIS 98. And you'll be able to access his catalog, man. And appreciate having you on.
Thank you for having me.
I want to make sure that we highlight the talent that matters and the message, because this is one of Riley and the 919's up and coming, you know what I'm saying, talents and energies. And we don't want to wait till he's super famous, y'all. We want to support people's energy now while they're here and representing where we are and the type of artists that we want represent our community, the people sharing the right messages and standing up, using their voice for the right things in these type of moments like this brother is. So salute to him. Shouts out to everybody out there that's listening and continuing to check us out each Sunday at 2:30 on 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com. You can also check out all of these episodes on Apple Podcasts if you search Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas. Thank you for listening once again. I'm your host, Kevin Kaz. Check us out again next week. Thanks for listening, y'all. Take care.
You've been listening to Inside Voices with Kevin Kazi Thomas on 97.9 The Hill. Catch this episode and more by visiting our on-demand page at chapelboro.com. What you mean you don't know?